Opening the Mysteries of Redemption, May 16. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. The Lord wants every one of us to have a deeper, richer experience in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He desires that we shall grow in knowledge, not earthward, but heavenward, upward to Christ our living head. How high, how great, is this knowledge to be? To the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. We cannot grow too much, we cannot gather up too many of the precious rays of light that God sends us. We know falsehoods are coming in like a swift current, and that is just the reason why we want every ray of light that God has for us, that we may be able to stand amid the perils of the last days. Oh, how Christ longs to open before us the mysteries of redemption! He longed to do this for his disciples when he was among them on earth, but they were not far enough advanced in spiritual knowledge to comprehend his words. He had to say to them, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." Oh, how much better could they have borne the terrible ordeal through which they had to pass at his trial and crucifixion if they had advanced and been able to bear the instruction of Christ. Shall we not let Jesus open our understanding? We are on the borders of the eternal world, and we must have a testimony with which all heaven shall be in harmony. The Lord is coming, and we must be ready. Every moment I want his grace, I want the robe of Christ's righteousness. We must humble our souls before God as never before, come low to the foot of the cross, and he will put a word in our mouths to speak for him, even praise unto our God. He will teach us a strain from the song of the angels, even thanksgiving to our heavenly Father. We can do nothing of ourselves, but God wants to touch our lips with a living coal from off the altar. He wants to sanctify our tongues, to sanctify our whole being.